The following are extracts from the conversations of Nalin and Renu Nirula with visitors and students.
So what are the questions? Hanji Vita.
Sir, I'll be leaving Kukulia on 15. So mom is a little worried.
You know, the Shraddh are supposed to be days for honoring your ancestors. They're not negative things or negative days. The fact that you're alive and you have this body is thanks to them. But they gave birth to somebody who's connected to you. So how is it inauspicious? How you people are like so driven by fear? Who said that Shraddh is bad? This is the time for spiritual progress and for doing things. And if you're sending out healing to your job and you're leaving, that's the most spiritual activity. And then you'll earn well and you'll be blessed. Not only by the divine and the masters, but also by your ancestors, which is very important. Because if the ancestors don't bless you, it's called Pitra Dosh. And if you don't honor them, they really come and give you back. Your mother should check her patri if she has Pitra Dosh, that she's treating the ancestors so badly. And saying ki kharab hai dil mein. Toh main toh thak gayi hoon, bol bol ke ki bahut achhe hote hain dil. Please, we just say that you're not supposed to start new business because these are days to honor the divine and the ancestors, and you should not be busy doing Hamani Mani Mani Mantra. You should be doing Hari Om. Yes, Amrit.
How is fear a good thing?
Huh?
How is fear a good thing? You were just saying.
That it makes you do your healing, it keeps you honest, and keeps you with the reality check that you're going to die.
Maybe you just spoke of Pitru Dosh. So if you have Pitru Dosh in your horoscope,
then you should buy the candles and light them through these 15 days.
I'm
not advertising for the candles, but
you made me do it last year as well. I have candles left over from last year. Can I use them?
No, they're obsolete.
So what, Jal Pravadam? Jal Pravadam?
No, light them on around the house and they may have some energy. But this year's puja we've done on the wax and the mantras and all, they'll be going.
But can the Pitru Dosh be healed? That's my question.
Pitru Dosh will be healed when the Pitras are healed and they have better bodies and they are released from the darkest of holes of darkness where their souls are trapped, right? So then we have to light the candles and through the mantras and the illumination of the light, they will be able to see their way out of the darkness. That's why we say light one candle every day, and this year we've done a little bit special that one candle is going to be lit on Diwali night. So there are 16 candles instead of 15. Okay?
How many years does it take to get rid of the dosh?
We don't know from which lifetime they are coming in which year to be healed. So we continue till we are alive every year. So at least for this year we'll be covered with no pitras coming to obstruct our either spiritual or financial destiny. And then next year, maybe from some other lifetime, they'll be unleashed. You know, that you could have a Pitra sitting next to you. And they've done so much bad that in this life they've suffered, and then they're going to die this year, and then they're going to become your Pitras next year. You understand the logic of that? That they'll go to hell, and they'll be your Pitra. What if Nida was your great-great-grandfather who had raped 15 girls in that life, and his that life karma is going to come up when he dies this time? So he could die in a very severe car crash and then go to the deepest of darkest of hell. But he's your Pitra. But right now walking on planet Earth with you, and then very soon going to the Pitra lokas, and then when you light the candles, you get released. Not understood.
So everybody has Pitru Dosha?
Yeah, of course, everybody has Pitru Dosha. Or some Pitra waiting to make dosha for your grandchild or your child or your grandson or your sister, brother, son or something. So when you're lighting, you're not just lighting for yourself, you could be lighting for the neighbors. You know? The other day Nandinji and I were sitting in the farm, and then you could hear some noises and all. Then I was telling Nalinji, there's some very odd noises are coming. What is it? You know, let's call the chowkidar. It was like 1 o'clock in the night. So we called the chowkidar to investigate, and then, you know, all these funny odd sounds are coming. So then he called us back to say that there's a wedding of the Gujjars is taking place just down the road, and they're celebrating the wedding by firing shots in the air. So there were gunshots that we could hear. We were told that one of the village boys had died, because they had just been watching from the balcony of a house, and these guys were firing in the air, and one of the boys got shot. So then, the point I'm illustrating is that karma can come in any way. So that could also be a pitradosh. For anybody who dies unfulfilled sexually, it's like a pitradosh. Will become a pitradosh for the family. Na? How do you get pitradosh if when an ancestor is not married and dies a virgin? So that means in this life they have not fulfilled their life.
That is a pitradosh.
Yeah. That's
the only pitradosh.
Yes, that is the pitradosh. That's how they go, and then they get tormented, and then they go and they want another body and they want to enjoy, and then they get used by tantrics, and then there's... It's a very... I have so much fear already in the room, I don't want to expound on that part of the thing. But that is one of the ways, one of the most devious ways how karma works to create a situation in your family. Sometimes a man is impotent, or there's no sex in the marriage, and then, or there's Baal Vidva Yoga, you know, like people used to get married in their childhood, and then they would have gona, and then before the gona could take place, the husband died. Pitradosh can come in many, many, many ways.
And how would people portray Brahmacharya and become Maharaj?
They also become Pitra of that family. They're spiritualized and they've done some good deeds in previous lifetimes. And they're not the guru and the cheetah and the cheated. Then they're fulfilled. When they've left their family, then they will bring themselves and the others of their pitradosha. And then that one should spiritualize forever and may never exist. What if they are the only son? And in any case, pitradosha is fully active. So it's fulfilled and completed and nullified. Because if somebody is, they say that there is a spiritual connect, and even if there's a pitradosha, 21 generations are healed. So 11 generations from the past and 11 of the future. So they don't have to take rebirth. So it's a great healing. So are you doing to, going to take sannyas? Not really yet. You haven't thought about it.
So it does not apply to a healer.
What? Oh, not at all. But we are doing the candles for the welfare of the human race. And of course for all the people who are non-healers in our own family. Because we don't know when we are going to get. So supposing don't heal your pitradosh. Don't heal the pitradosh for people who are going to be connected in the future. It could be that you get married to somebody who has very severe pitradosh and you may not have children. Or that you don't heal it, and then you and your wife are very happily, consummating the marriage, and then you're giving birth to a child who has pitradosh from his previous life. I mean, he's appeared in your family because you have to heal that. So we are saying, why wait for that time to come? Do it now. In any case, let me tell you that even if you don't buy the candle, we do for all healers. Okay? So don't get panic-stricken. Yes, Neera, I know you've been dying to ask. You're not the mama, tata, great-grandfather of anybody. Especially me, just taking. Especially Neera.
No, I don't need.
Hanji, batao.
So when you light these candles, then you could be released.
Not could be, 100%.
I'm 100% sure that you are released.
Yes, 100% you are released. And if you are not sure, Then you deposit some money with Pradeep and then we'll do the puja in Gaya and Kurukshetra and Pushkar and Haridwar. Those are the four points of all release for all Pitra Dosha points. So all souls will be released because of the activities in those places which we are going to organize.
We're being in a body and then it's one that is always without a body.
It could be born in some family to enjoy Rakshak Bhakshak. In the Vedas it says Rakshak Bhakshak is somebody, now many of you in the room will be Rakshak Bhakshak because you eat meat and drink alcohol. Then? Yes, you can get that such a body. Now she's saying, I drink and I eat chicken. Now what should we do? Somebody's pitra? No, because we have two sons. Now if they don't get married, then we'll find out. And if they don't have children, then we'll find out even faster.
I love this class.
Yes, it's
so in the
position
that
children
indicate about
pitras. Could be, it could be some other doshas also. It's not only about pitras. Why did we blame the ancestors? They're giving us an opportunity to fulfill our own karma. Finally, why have they become a pitra? Because we've also done something to deserve them in our life and for us to have the opportunity to go to the ghat and to pray and then to relieve ourselves of the burden of that association and to learn from it spiritually.
You have been listening to Nalin and Renu Nerula in conversation with visitors and students. For more on how to improve your life and change your karma now, visit www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com.